Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Welcome to episode 659. So you saw that title. Can we ask instead of demand? How many times do we find ourselves locked in a pattern with our kids where there's something we need them to do or we want them to do and they resist us? And we know that we expect resistance. And so we're suited up for battle, so to speak, before we even bring up the thing that they need to do. And so we come at them preparing for battle, energetically, if nothing else. Maybe in our words, we're preparing for battle. So maybe we go at them with a harsh tone of voice, some strong energy. And maybe we demand of them that they need to do this thing now. And what do we get when that happens? Oftentimes we get the very resistance that we were expecting. So it further solidifies the pattern and it further solidifies our belief that our kid doesn't listen to us. We ask them to do something, they don't do it, they just resist, they make a million reasons why not. Or they forget, or they don't hear us, or what have you. But what if instead of suiting up for battle, what if we leave our battle gear in our closets? And what if we just go to our child and ask them if they would take care of that thing they need to do? So what do you think would happen? Do you think it would change that battle that we're anticipating? Do you think we would still launch? Do you think you would still launch into that battle? So let's use an example, because examples always help to make things more clear, I believe. What if we needed our child to put their shoes on? Right now, I'm recording this and it's summertime, but soon summer will come to a close and it will be time for school and time for our kids to get out the door on time and get to class, get to their school. So what if we, instead of kind of stiffening up our tone and our energy and going to our kid and saying, okay, it's time to put your shoes on now. What if instead we change the whole pattern and we say, hey, why don't you get your shoes on now so that we can, if you get your shoes on now, we might have time to read a book before we leave. Or why don't you get your shoes on now so that we can get ready to head out the door? Do you see the difference in energy that is rather than it's time to get your shoes on now? It's a lot harsher and stiffer, and it's really, if you think about it, it's almost asking for a fight or a resistance from our child. I use the example of my dog. My dog is a leaner. I don't know if you've ever met a dog or had a dog who's a leaner, but when you pet him, he leans into you hard. He leans into your leg. He just likes to lean, and he's 80 pounds, so when he leans, you really feel it. So if my dog leans against me and I stiffen my leg and brace for his leaning, I'm pushing back, almost kind of pushing back against his force towards me, his leaning. So he's giving me, he's pushing at me, and I'm pushing back against him to counteract and counterbalance his leaning. But if I loosen up and step away, what happens to him? He stumbles. And then he can't lean anymore because he's off balance. So when we give our kids, when we come at our kids with a hard wall, a pushing energy, it's going to it's likely to trigger their resistance. We're pushing at them, and they're going to instinctively push right back against us. But if we're not pushing at them by saying, it's time to get your shoes on now, and instead we say, hey, if you get your shoes on right now, we'll have time to read a book before we leave. That is not pushing energy. That's much more cooperative and invitational and gentle, really. So it really gives them very little to push back against. So if you're finding that you and your child are locked in power battles, I would suggest to you to give this new idea a try and see what happens. See if your child ignores you or resists you or tells you no or doesn't do what it is you would like them to do. And then, of course, if you give it a try, I'd love to hear how it works. So feel free to send me an email or reach out if you'd like to. Okay, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a very peaceful, cooperative day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.